Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Cafe Dreamland, Bletchley, we present the small town with a big show. Yes, it's truly, madly, Bletchley! And here is your host, the chairman of Bletchley District Council Ways and Means Committee. Yes, he's a councillor, but he's not boring, honestly. Mr. Dutton!
Hello, folks, and a very warm welcome back to Bletchley, the town of whom the poet Lord Byron once said, "Bletchley, you can shove it up your jacksie." Yes, but what did he know? And what a show we've got for you tonight, folks. Mrs. Armitage, Chief Secretary for the Parks and Open Spaces Committee, and woman, what's on the agenda this week?
On the agenda this week, Mr. Dutton, we uncover the lost audition tape for Teletubbies and reveal that Sir John Gielgud auditioned the role of Tinky Winky.
Oh, la la. Was that all right?
Yes, we'll let you know, Mr. Gielgud.
Well, I was born to be a Teletubby to hear. Born. Hamlet meant nothing to me. I want to be Tinky Winky.
Clips from the new spaghetti western starring Richard Briers. The good life, the bad and the ugly.
Hey, gringo. You gonna hand over the gold, or am I gonna blow your head off with this Colt 45?
Oh, now, come on, Jerry. For heaven's sake, stop messing about with that gun and help me get the spudge in. Don't you realize we've only got 4 hours of daylight left? Barbara, no, you cannot have a new dress. Now, take off that sombrero and come and give us a hand with the pigs.
And a special show tonight as the Antiques Roadshow team visits our beloved town.
But first tonight, folks, the Turin Shroud. Fact or myth? Mystical cloth containing the face of Jesus, you decide. For here in Bletchley tonight, folks, we have the Shroud itself. Mrs. Armitage, could you bring forward the Shroud, please?
Shroud?
Yes, the shroud. We gave it to you earlier.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry, here it is.
Now, could we dim the lights now, please? No, hang on. No, this is just a sheet.
What?
Well, this is just blank. I mean, there's nothing on it.
Oh, yes. Well, there were some marks on it, but before the show, I thought I'd put it through the washing machine.
Pardon?
2 hours in a spin cycle. Come up a treat.
Mrs. Hay, you do realise this was the most sacred religious relic ever to have been discovered in the history of Western civilization? An artefact that has been analysed by top scientists from the international community who've diagnosed that its very fabric is nearly 2,000 years old.
Are you trying to imply it wasn't colour-fast cotton?
Ah, now these egg cups are quite unique. Queen Anne, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yes, I see you have 5 altogether. Now, that's unfortunate. You see, if you'd had 4, then this collection would be worth at least £30,000.
£30,000?
Oh, yes. But you see, as you have 5, I'm afraid they're quite worthless.
Worthless? But can't I just take one away, leaving 4?
No, you see, we know now. We know you have 5.
But you could pretend you haven't seen it.
Oh, no, we couldn't. That'd be cheating.
All right, I'll hide one in my pocket. There, it's gone. You can forget you ever saw it.
How can we? No, I'm very sorry, but 4, priceless. 5, worthless. It's what we in the antiques trade call tough titties.
Oh, very well. I'll hide one and sell the remaining 4 to a dealer. You'd never know.
Oh, yes, we would.
How?
We'd follow you. We'd stand outside the antique shop chanting, "She's got 5, she's got 5.
I'll move abroad.
Well, we'll move too. There's no escape. We'll hound you. Not only will we prevent you from ever selling these egg cups, but we'll mock you for not being able to do so.
There. I've smashed it. Now I've got 4.
Oh, hang on a tick. Did I say 4? I meant 3.
There. I've got 3 now.
Or is it 2? 1? Wait a minute, silly me. It was 5. Oh, Mr. Hugh. All right, Mr. Nickerson, in your end time, please.
Now listen here, Dipsy. Why'd you have to go and grass me up to Tinky Winky? Why'd you have to go and tell him I ate all the tubby custard?
Next!
Mr. Dutton. Good heavens, Mr. Babcock, my trusty cohort. What have you got there?
My new car, sir.
Car?
Yep. The Nescafe 400.
Nescafe 400?
Yeah, they're branching out from coffee making into car making, sir. Ain't she a beauty?
Hmm. Bit small.
Compact, sir, but she goes like a bum.
Strange design, sort of cylindrical, almost jar-shaped.
Yeah. They're using a new transparent glassy material and all.
Yes, I see. Yeah, very glassy. Yeah. And a small, round, plastic bonnet on the top here.
Yeah, a small lid-type bonnet, sir.
Lid-type bonnet, yes. Which screws on to the main glassy chassis here. Mm. And these brown granules inside your Nescafe 400 car, Babcock?
But fuel, sir. honestly, fuel.
Fuel. Mm. This is a jar of coffee, isn't it, Babcock?
No.
Yes, it is.
How dare you? Are you implying I'm an impulse buyer, easily taken in by persuasive sales staff, eager to make me part with £3,000 for what amounts to be a simple 100-gram jar of coffee?
Yes.
My God, what have I done?
Yeah. Have you heard?
It's Mrs. Coombs, the local gossip. Well, Mrs. C, what gossip have you got for us this week?
Now, it mustn't go any further than these four walls. Mm-hmm. But a little bird tells me John Prescott...
Yes?
...is Deputy Prime Minister.
Yes.
That's it.
Well, that's not gossip.
All right, how about this? Don't tell anyone. Brazil is the world's biggest exporter of oranges. Worthy of a double page spread in the Mirror any day of the week.
Oh, get back in your cottage, you mental old goat.
Water is a compound of hydrogen and oxygen.
Buzz off!
Time now for our very own workers' playtime, folks. Yes, as Enrico Valdez and his orchestra entertains one of our local industries. Mrs. Armitage, who's the lucky firm this week?
The lucky firm this week, Mr. Dutton, is Gary Stubbins, the self-employed roof tiler from Stony Stratford, who'll be enjoying a meal break melody.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the sensuous sounds of Enrico Valdez and his orchestra. Today we're on the rooftop of 33 Gladstone Road in the company of Mr. Gary Stubbins. Mr. Stubbins, what are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to mend the bleeding roof, ain't I?
Oh, no, you're not. You're enjoying a meal break melody.
I've had so many reasons to be grateful since first your eyes met mine, that my diary, though ever so tasteful, falls open at the same place every time. The night that we met, I remember the night that we met. All the stars were shining brighter than bright. Yes, it was that kind of night when we met. You said hello, and I knew I would never let go. Monte Carlo simply captured my soul. I lost control on the night that we met. Nobody else could have wanted or needed you more. Now it's you I adore with all of my heart. And it started with one tender kiss, while an orchestra played just like this. Now I know that I will never forget the light in your eyes on the night that we met.
Mr. Valdez! Mr. Valdez! Latin Burke.
Mr. Dutton,
goodness, Mr. Babcock, what is it? You look quite moist.
I've got an important announcement to make, Mr. D. I'm not as other men.
Pardon?
All my life, I've felt different. Outside, I've been normal, but inside, I'm not quite right. So now I've decided to come out of the closet.
I see. You mean...
Yeah, I'm a dwarf in a full-sized man's body.
But what can you do about it, man?
Only one thing I can do. I'm saving up for the operation.
Operation?
Yeah, I'm going to have my legs off.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you can't have your legs off.
To qualify for the operation, I've got to live as a dwarf for a year.
Ah, yes, I see. Hence the small red hat and the shoes on your kneecaps.
I may be a perfect specimen of muscular manhood, Mr. D, but inside beats the heart of a goblin.
Mr. Dutton! Mr. Dutton!
Ah, Mr. Wellington, I'm glad you came. Hang on. Mr. Wellington, why are you walking on stilts?
Well, that's what I wanted to speak to you about, you see. I want to become a giant.
Have all my staff become strangely obsessed with their dimensions?
All my life I've been constricted by this minute frame of mine. I want to walk tall, stride across Bletchley Municipal Park wearing 7-league boots, gaze above the rooftops, converse with the lark and the eagle. Mr. Dutton.
Yes?
Stretch me.
I beg your pardon?
Put me on this rack and turn the wheel, I beg of you. I want to be 8'6" by the end of the evening, or my name isn't Arbuthnot Wellington.
Look,
bliss! No! Saw my legs off first! I want to be known as Little Babcock!
Oh, this is...
Me being a giant is more important than you being a dwarf! Stretch me! Stretch me!
You're very minuscule, I beg of you!
Oh, shut up!
Ah, now this is quite marvellous, and if I may make so bold, very valuable indeed.
Oh?
Oh, yes, at first glance, I'd say this was worth at least £14 million.
14 million?
Minimum. Now, have you any idea what it is?
Well, my husband and I always thought it was a late Victorian sideboard.
No, it's not a sideboard, no. No, what you have here is 400 kilograms of pure Colombian cocaine.
Oh.
Well, folks, time, like a bank manager, has leant across the counter and said, "Listen, mate, you've none left." Join us next week for another journey down the highways and byways of Old Bletchley. Until then, Mickey Benelli, play that song.
You've been listening to Truly Madly Bletchley, starring Liz Fraser, Matthew Bell, Stephen Critchlow, Peter Hugo Daly and Julian Dutton, with special guests Enrico Valdez, Leo Rocos and Mickey Benelli. The show was written by Julian Dutton and produced by Andy Aylett.
Next!
Kenneth Clark.
Perfect, you're hired.